again, and thank you so much for joining us here on Leading Edge. I'm your host, Jeff Smith. Question for you this morning. What's Toledo's brand? Do you know there is an effort 24/7, 365 days a year, selling and marketing our area? One of those organizations is Destination Toledo. And last year, the organization put out this hype video. Check it out. President and CEO of Destination Toledo, Lance Woodworth, here on Leading Edge with us. And I look through all those things, and you sit there and you think, good Lord, we have a lot going on in this town, don't we?
Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. Every time I see that video, I get chills.
Yeah.
But look at the attractions, the events, our culture,
yeah.
The symphony, the orchestra. Just we have everything that people that are visiting and traveling want to come too. We have it right here in the Glass City. So much to be proud of.
I opened up with the question of what is our brand. When you go out, when you try to sell Toledo, Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan, what do you sell?
You know, so we're a team of 13 passionate individuals at Destination Toledo. We're fueled by community pride and Midwestern hospitality. And we take that authentic, generous approach, and that's what we take out to the market. And it is a competition. To bring visitors to town, every destination is fighting for that.
The hype video, I kind of laugh because I know Brian Blair over at the University of Toledo put together a hype video to kind of pump up everybody about the year in sports. But this is what that is, too. I mean, you're trying to pump people up for the area.
You know, mentioning Brian and UT, there's a great group of us here in Toledo that are all pulling the same direction.
Team Toledo, right?
Team Toledo. You know, that's from the city, the county, cross-organizational. We are all pulling the same direction. I think we all have a little chip on our shoulder with the perception that Toledo gets sometimes out in the market.
Well, you touch on something I wanted to bring up with you. And this past week, Toledo Mayor Wade Capsicavage held his State of the City address. And one of the things he talked about, Lance, and I wanted to get your take on it, he talked a lot. He kept comparing perception to reality on a number of different levels, whether that be crime, whether that be education, whether that be the economy here in the city. But where is that? Is that a fair assessment you see? You use the word perception and trying to get the right perception out there for folks.
No, it's absolutely fair.
Do you think people have the wrong perception of what Toledo is?
I think that people's perception is their reality. And we see this in our lane when we're trying to bring folks in, whether they want to have a conference or convention. Mm-hmm. You know, so what I will come to an agreement with is let me help change your perception. Let me bring you to town and show you what we have. And resoundedly, once they see what we have, just like the hype video, you can just see their eyes light up and they're ready to do business. But perception is reality. It's something that we work to change in people's minds every day.
Does perception translate into proactivity or does it translate into apathy in your mind?
We use it as an opportunity, as a challenge to change that perception. The good news and the great news is that we have a great product to sell. From the National Museum of the Great Lakes, all the great works Metro Parks Toledo is doing along our revitalized riverfront.
Yeah.
Transformational, generational change taking place there. But you continue over to Imagination Station, out to Toledo Museum of Art, the Mud Hens, the Walleye, the casino, the shopping. Everything comes together that we have a good product. It's just getting the word out. So I'm never afraid to bring people in and show them what we have because I know their perception will change.
Give people the mission of Destination. There are so many organizations that do such great work. And as you said, they're all pulling toward the top. All boats rise, mm-hmm. right? But Destination Toledo's mission is what, day in and day out?
So our role is to work at that top of the funnel. We create awareness. We want to plant in people's minds, make them aware that Toledo is a destination for travel. Whether you are coming here for leisure, for business, for a group conference or convention, we want to make them aware that we can handle that. Then we want to inspire folks to travel to come in. So we'll get people to the front door of all of our great businesses. Then our businesses have to get them through the front door.
Yeah.
So that's our role.
The asset of things like the Glass City Center, the Glass City Metro Park. I mean, talk about those and how those play into your pitch.
So much investment has been made, and our commissioners have done such a great job with the improvements that have been done to the Glass City Center and to the attached hotel, the Hilton's, beautiful products. Without that, we were becoming irrelevant when it came to conventions and conferences. That change was necessary for us to
build
the pipeline.
That's no BS. You're straight up telling me that that was Toledo's reality.
Yes, no, absolutely. Yeah. And I am not one to BS. I will tell you how it is. It needed to be done, and it got done. Now the work is being done to fill that pipeline. We've had a great first quarter so far. We kicked the year off with the Ohio Craft Brewers in town. We had Elevate the Stage, and we saw the University of Michigan against Rutgers.
And they
keep coming back,
too.
And, you know, a big thing that we have is the Health Occupation Students Association. We're very excited to get these young folks into the Glass City Center here in another month and show them the city, but also to help with workforce attraction and development, too. So they will think about relocating here to Toledo or staying in Toledo once they graduate. That's great.
Obviously, that kind of spurs a lot of talk about having residential availability for those folks, and that's another thing that's spearheading the growth downtown. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk with Lance a little bit about the plans that go into, we've talked about it here on TOL, obviously the eclipse coming up on April 8th, and that's going to be big time convention type mentality, right?
Yes.
We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back here on Leading Edge. President CEO of Destination Toledo, Lance Woodworth, joining us here this week. Lance, I want you to run over some numbers and put some real data behind what we're talking about here, the importance of selling Toledo as a destination spot.
No, absolutely. You know, travel and tourism is big fun, but it's also big business.
Yeah.
We roll out the red carpet and welcome nearly 16 million visitors to Toledo every year.
Every year?
Every year. Now, while they're here, they are directly spending $1.5 billion at our local businesses. And when you figure in the indirect and induced spending, that jumps to $2.7 billion, supports over 30,000 jobs. Nearly one out of every 11 jobs in Lucas County is tied to travel and tourism. And then it supports or accrues $76 million in local taxes that can be used to fund all of our great programs that need funding in Lucas County, as well as just create a better quality of life for all those that call this place home.
Wow, how about that? Those numbers are staggering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the powers that be, much powerful than we are, much more powerful than we are, decided that Toledo, the Northwest Ohio region, would be in the path of totality of a total solar eclipse coming up on April 8th. How do you guys kind of jump on that bandwagon and get ready for something like this?
Oh, this is more than just a celestial phenomenon. It's going to be a business windfall in terms of visitor spending.
How so?
It is going to be huge. We looked at other destinations that were in the path of totality in 2017, coming up through South Carolina, Nebraska, and they billed the total solar eclipse as the single largest tourism event on record in those states.
No kidding.
If we have, the key will be look at the 7-day forecast. If we have clear skies and looking all the folks that will drive in from Michigan and over from Indiana,
right.
With perfect conditions, we could see a doubling of our population, an extra 400,000 people in the county on that day.
It's funny, Lance, because I told you I've been listening to radio shows, podcasts that are talking about this in other parts of the country, and you kind of hit on something where you can't plan cloud cover, right? It'll happen. It just is going to happen. Let's say there's clouds to the south of us. There are clouds in the path of totality to the east and north of us, and Toledo is socked in clear skies that day.
It'll be the perfect storm. We will be welcoming, and we'll bring everyone into town. Now, even if we do have cloud cover here, it's important to point out that Imagination Station, Toledo Mud Hens, the city, and Promenade Park, they all have plans to simulcast the NASA feed on the large screens, and these events are going to go on rain or shine, so you can still come downtown, have a great time.
Yeah.
If you go out to ToledoEclipse.org, you'll have a full detail of all the events going on in the area as well. But yes, this is going to be big. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. The next time won't be until 2099, so don't miss it.
Has this been something that Destination Toledo has got out there and said, hey, hotel rooms are available? Are they available at this point, to your knowledge?
Yes, they are filling quickly, though. Yeah. But they are available campsites, campgrounds, short-term rentals, so your Airbnb, Vrbo's, or your best friend's couch. They are filling up quickly, so you definitely want to make plans.
Your best friend's couch. You wanted to talk a little bit more about making Toledo inclusive and some of the recent things that have come up as far as getting certifications and TARDA being involved in that. Talk about that a little
bit. Yes, so we are on a mission for Toledo to be inclusive and accessible to all. CAC, the Certified Autism Center certification, is just our first step into doing this.
What does that mean?
So to become a Certified Autism Center, you've got to go through training to get this certification. If we get enough of our travel and tourism partners and services throughout the city, we can become a Certified Autism Destination. Very important to us. But just yesterday, or a couple days ago, TARDA had announced that their TARPS program was the first public transit program in the state of Ohio to become CAC certified. And Toledo Express announced earlier this year that the Toledo Express Airport became the first airport in the nation to achieve CAC designation. But one in six people have sensory needs. One in 32 children are diagnosed with autism, and millions of adults. We need to make sure that everyone feels confident when planning a trip to Toledo that their needs will at least be aware of them and working hard to satisfy those.
And once they get here, there are outlets that will be friendly to them.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And we are a welcoming, friendly city, so I've got no doubt we'll achieve that CAD designation. And we've been getting national press, Destination Toledo has, for our initiative in driving this.
I wanted to ask you, and one of the things that we talked about before we came on today, I said, is it the goal of Destination Toledo when you're in the convention and tourism business to have 52 events planned for the 52 weeks in a calendar year? You said, maybe a goal, not a reality sometimes.
Well, you know, we can certainly drive 52 events plus into that calendar, but to get one every week when you figure in the Christmases and that, it gets a little tough for your conferences and conventions. But I can tell you, the Glass City Center was very busy around the holidays for a lot of the holiday parties. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to many folks around town. I'm sure you have too. What a great, great venue that is for those holiday parties.
Absolutely. And the rest of the year looks splendid, I would imagine.
It looks great. This is going to be a fun year. We've got a lot of great things planned. Just real excited to sell Toledo.
Where do people find more about Destination Toledo?
Go to our website, visittoledo.org. Yep. All the information will be there. All the great events, all the great stuff going on. Follow us on social media. LinkedIn is great for all the conference and convention.
Yeah.
But see our Instagram. We got great reels. We got great things going on there, as well as Facebook.
Including that hype video we started out with today. Lance, good to see you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we're talking about community. We've got more of that discussion right after this. Welcome back once again. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Jeff Smith. WTOL 11 prides itself on going above and beyond the call of duty. We truly want to be a sounding board and a megaphone for the communities in which we live and serve. And to that end, there are local organizations that are not only proactive, but exhibit true initiative, making lives better. I wanted to focus on one of those local companies this week and the mission beyond the business side of things. Joining me right now are Tom Cole and Terry Crosby. They work for Taylor Automotive Family, but as community ambassadors. And guys, I'm so glad to have you here first and foremost, but I really want to have the definition be out there. Community ambassador is what?
Well, first of all, Jeff, it's an honor to be with you. Terry and I are so pleased to be here.
Well, I'm glad.
And on the leading edge.
Yeah.
It started in an interesting way. I retired from BCSN after 20 years, which was phenomenal. Did a lot of the work right here, which was tremendous. But I thought, well, I don't really want to retire. I want to do something else. So I said, well, you know what? I don't know what that translates to at my age. I mean, I was 72, so, you know, there aren't a lot of, you know, you say 72 and they look at you like, hey, you know, did you make it to breakfast this morning? Okay, things are good, you know. But I wasn't ready for that. Yeah. And so I said, I called Steve Taylor because I had taught and customer taught him at St. John's High School. I said, Steve, you know, I'm thinking about doing something else. And I didn't know if I could sell cars. I never sold, but I did sell TV advertising, you know. And so I came in, and he goes, yeah, but you're not going to sell cars. And I go, okay, I'll do whatever you want. You know, when you pick up the parking lot, I'm in, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you're going to be our community ambassador. I did that for Buckeye for 15 years. I was their community person. So I want you to go from place to place to place to place, and we're going to do good things in the community every day. I want you out there finding the people that are in need, people that need help. And then one day, The fine gentleman to my left got a hold of me, and he said, hey, you know, I think I can do your job better than you can. And you know what, Jeff?
No,
it's turned out to be true.
Terry,
it was Terry Crosby.
Terry, I asked you when we were talking offset, I said, how does the genesis of each week start? Because
Right. Are
you going out and finding these folks?
Yeah.
Are you finding these organizations? Are they finding you?
You know what, Jeff, that's a great question you just asked. And to be perfectly honest with you, no, our phone constantly rings. I mean, you know, you wake up 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, you got people on the phone. Hey, we got this project going on. We got this project going on. So we've never really reached out since I've been there that I know of to anybody wanting to do business with us.
But when does the explanation come in that you're not there as a handout, right?
Oh.
It's and you said this goes beyond the check sometimes, or every
100%.
Time.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, Steve and his dad, Mr. Taylor, they will let you know. In fact, we just did a video recently. We just don't write a check, okay? Mm-hmm. We are trying to establish community partnerships where, you know, we're doing much more than just writing a check. We want to work together where it benefits both parties.
How can we partner, Jeff? That's
what
Cross and I do constantly is, how can we partner? Yes, a check is involved.
Yeah,
and, you know, and we're more than wonderful to do that. Mr. Taylor and Steve do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
But how can we partner with you?
Right.
We want a long-term relationship. What do you need? How can we help? How can we get Taylor involved and get our folks involved? So it's been
and then we see scholarships, Mom's House, Unruly Arts, the Cancer Center, now on the Anthony Wayne Trail.
Yes.
It's just
connecting kids to meals.
They just keep coming and coming every single. And you know, I was asking Lance before you guys came out here. I said, 52 weeks a year, are you looking to have opportunities? Is that you guys?
We have something every day almost, Jeff.
Yeah.
And, you know, really it comes to, we have other ambassadors also. We have three or four other ambassadors besides Terry and myself.
Six of us now.
Yeah. But it really comes from the heart.
But I want to touch on something else, Tom and Terry. And Terry, you brought this up to me.
Right.
As a news organization, we want to look like we reflect our community.
Right.
You said that is the same thing about the ambassadors.
Right.
You want somebody out there to be in the urban neighborhoods. You want somebody out there to be able to talk to the Hispanic neighborhoods.
Is that correct? We have absolutely that. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
And you know, the thing with that, we are so diversified in our approach. You know, we don't make any stipulations in regards to, you know, we just don't deal with any and everybody. So, but we're open to all suggestions in our community. We will go and see anybody, you know what I mean? And sit down and we will realistically try to hear what they have to say and respond to their needs at that particular time.
I gave you guys homework before you came out here today. For everybody that doesn't know this, we do give the guests homework sometimes.
I didn't do that well in school, Jeff. Just so you know
This was easy. This was easy. This is the life you're leading.
Okay, right.
I asked you guys the story, the moment that has really touched you over the last 6, 7, 8 years when you've been involved in this. Tom, I'll start with you.
Unruly Arts, you were kind enough to mention Unruly Arts to me. You know where I'm going with this, Cross.
Right.
It's for those that don't know, it's artists with disabilities. Mm-hmm. We came up with the idea on the Perrysburg shop. It's a beautiful dealership, all glass. It's so cool. We take all the cars out in a particular night. We're going to do it the last Thursday in April this year again. And we move all the cars, and then the artists from Unruly bring their artwork, and we put them on easels, have it all over. We have food, drinks, music, and then it's affordably priced art. And then
I was out there 1 year. Jeff Stewart was performing, right?
Jeff is tremendous.
Yep.
And so at the end of one of these things, we've done it 4 or 5 times. They make about $10,000 to $12,000, $13,000 in an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
and that buys paints and canvas for the artists, but. I had a woman come up to me. I'd never seen her before, Jeff. She came up to me and she kind of did the, you know, I want to tell you something. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, okay, ma'am. Whatever you need, we'll fix. Whatever's wrong. You know how you always think somebody's going to. And she says, I want to tell you something. And I said, yes, ma'am. And she goes, myself, my family, anybody I know, anybody in our outreach family will never, ever buy another car from anybody but the Taylor Automotive family. Their daughter was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
She had a piece sold. And what happens is the artists get to keep half of what the painting sold for. Sure. The other half goes back to Unruly.
Right.
But that meant so much to the artist to have their painting sold.
Yeah.
It was an emotional, when you go on that night, it's an emotional night.
Right.
All the artists are there and you know they're so proud of their work and oh my gosh. So that's my emotional moment.
Terry, how about you?
And you know what, let me just mention this. I think the thing for me, obviously I've traveled and I've played overseas for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And just to come back to my hometown, I always mention to people that my life has really gone 360. It really has. It started here and now it's did a full circle.
Yeah.
And for me to be given a platform, okay, to come back after I've traveled all over the world to my hometown and work in those same communities where I grew up in,
right,
see those same playgrounds, talk to the same people that sometimes I grew up with, that is amazing for me. And I am just so blessed to have this opportunity with Steve and his dad and the Taylor Automotive family. I mean, that's just a blessing. My life, if it ends like this, I'm good.
He's got a long way to go. Cross still thinks he can play,
Jeff. Let me ask you quickly, too, and this is one of those things. I've talked to so many people who have sat in the same chairs you guys are in about people, organizations, companies that pick up the ball and run with it across the goal line for this community, for this region. Yeah.
Right.
And do you guys see that happening? We've got about a minute left.
Yes. I think that Mr. Taylor and Steve believe that a rising tide lifts all boats, the John Kennedy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we had to talk them into putting it out there that we're doing these things because they didn't want, we don't want to appear to be bragging or people saying, and Terry and I said, no, Steve, that's not it. We're putting it out there so other businesses can see what you're doing. And you know what? They are copying what we're doing. We've seen a replication of this throughout the community with other car dealerships. And with other businesses.
Right.
And business to business, Jeff, want to partner with us and do good things. So it does lift up the community.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope so it continues. Guys, thank you so much.
Jeff, thanks. It was an honor.
As always, Terry.
I love you, man.
Good to see you. I appreciate that.